This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's been just over a week since UT Austin started its fall semester. And while much of the focus so far has been on keeping students socially distanced and healthy, there's another disruptive part of heading back to campus: childcare for faculty and staff. All this week, we've been hearing about the struggle parents face when it comes to childcare during the pandemic. Today, KUT's Claire McInerney talks to a mom who is trying to navigate two areas of her life made difficult by the pandemic: being a college professor and a mom of two toddlers.
There's a lot of caregiving in Ayelet Heimsen-Lushkov's life. She's the mother to two kids, a 3.5-year-old and a 1-year-old. She's also a college professor and teaches both undergraduate and graduate classes.
So it does feel like there's a lot of people who need things from you as a parent and as a professor, and COVID really intensified that.
Ayelet and her husband are both professors of classics at the University of Texas at Austin. Before the pandemic, her kids attended the UT Child Development Center while she and her husband taught. When UT closed campus in March, the center was closed as well. So she and her husband had to transition to teaching online with two little kids around.
It's hard to maintain the emotional bandwidth to kind of, you know, constantly answer to the needs of your own kids while also remaining sympathetic to a student who might not have, you know, the right internet connection, or who has a relative who has COVID, or who is just stressed and worried and confused about Canvas or whatnot.
When the child care center was closed for months, families were not charged. So while Ayelet and her husband were struggling to give lectures via Zoom and finish the spring semester with two small kids crawling on them, they at least weren't losing money. But the center reopened at the end of August, and Ayelet didn't feel comfortable sending them back. To keep their spots, she and her husband are now paying the tuition. They also hired a babysitter to come watch the kids for a few hours in the afternoon so they can work.
So we will effectively be paying double for childcare. And it's a tremendous privilege that we're able to do that. I know a lot of families around us can't afford to do that.
She said that they'll be dipping into their savings to do this, so it'll only be sustainable through December. She hopes by then, cases in Austin will drop lower, so she feels comfortable sending the kids back to her childcare center.
It feels like there are no good choices right now, and it feels like a lot of the choices that parents are having to make have cascades of consequences that are not what we want. A lot of these choices feel like things that could be made better with more systemic investment in early childhood education.
I talked to Ayelet again this week after UT semester had started. She says on one hand, she's happy they didn't send the kids back to daycare. There's already been a child there who tested positive for COVID-19. But she and her husband are struggling to meet the demands of work while the kids are constantly vying for their attention.
It's just constantly feeling like you're not doing something. You're always failing at something. I'm either not like prepping for my courses enough, or I'm not paying enough attention to my children.
She teaches a freshman class that introduces students to college-level writing, research, and discussion. Ayelet says she feels pressure to make these students have a good experience doing the class online, since this is their first introduction to college.
You know, I can't give them the standard experience. I'm trying to overcompensate in other ways, like making things look nice and focus on community building and really thinking up ways of getting students engaged so that they don't like just get lost behind their cameras. But, you know, that doubles the prep time.
And time is limited right now. She has around 20 hours of childcare a week, which between her live lectures, faculty and committee meetings, and prepping for classes goes by quick. They've already had instances when their 3-year-old daughter left the babysitter and interrupted their lectures.
Wait, you mean you and me?
No, I mean me and Baba.
As well as interviews with a reporter. Ayelet says she notices her daughter seems more sad and is getting sick of staying at home so much. And that wears on her as she tries to stay on top of her work.
I'm pretty sure in a week I will be a wreck. I'm already feeling it. We just have a lot more like faculty meetings and like random demands on our times that pop up, things that need to be, and I already feel like I'm running to stand still work-wise. I suspect it will just get worse from here on out.
She said the only way she can really make plans right now is to plan for the worst to happen, because so far, she's been right. Claire McInerney, KUT News.